Good morning. This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments and the Voice of the Shepherd, with a Morning Blend interview on Mater Dei Radio. This summer, Shalom Media USA is bringing a Jesus Heals event to the Archdiocese of Portland and the Archdiocese of Seattle. These free events are featuring Holy Mass, preaching, and healing adoration, and they'll be hosted at three different locations, beginning in Staten, Oregon at Immaculate Conception Church on the 15th of August, then in Beaverton at Holy Trinity Church on the 17th, and then my home parish, Immaculate Heart of Mary, on August 19th, will be hosting these Jesus Heals events. With me today to talk more about these events and really the power of Jesus and his healing touch is Lucille Haddon. Lucille and Dan Haddon are members of Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Kelso, and I have known Lucille for a while. She is a spiritual director and also part of a beautiful healing ministry team called Anawim. Lucille, thanks for joining me today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Dina Marie, and it's wonderful to be here.
Well, I would love for you to start off just sharing a little bit about how the Lord has guided you into prayer ministry, healing ministry, just a little of that journey for you and for your husband, Dan.
Okay. Well, I was living in Alaska in the 1970s and joined a group that our parish priest started. It was called the Channel of Peace Prayer Group, and it was when the charismatic renewal was really taking off in the church. And following being baptized in the Holy Spirit, a lot of people ask for a lot of gifts, because part of being baptized in the Holy Spirit is ask for the gifts that God wants you to have. And I asked for inner healing. And so right away, he began to teach me what that was. And I began to be trained and went right into the using of that gift. And when we left Alaska, we moved to Steubenville. And there I went through 2 years of training in in-depth inner healing prayer. I also taught spiritual direction at the University of Franciscan University and was a supervisor to some of the students. So it came in very, it's very useful to use with spiritual direction. When we left there, I really didn't know that I was going to get into healing ministry, because I'd always been in parish ministry and in prayer group ministry, which is leadership and doing life in the spirit seminars. But I never was just in the healing ministry, the prayer ministry, until we came here to Longview, Kelso. We were asked by our parish priest to begin a program to teach inner healing. And so my husband and I did a 3-year program through Christian Healing Ministries that taught inner healing. And then we followed up with Unbound, which is a very simple deliverance prayer. And it has just continued, because we formed prayer groups to help with healing masses and for people to come for in-depth prayer and to offer prayer at our prayer meetings. Mm-hmm. That was kind of how I got into that. It took years and years of training. I really did spend my 40 years in the desert, as they say, but it was not in a bad way, but a training grounds for what I now do.
Beautiful. I'm talking with Lucille Haddon. She's a member of Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Kelso, Washington, and that parish, along with Immaculate Conception in Staten and the Beaverton Holy Trinity Church, will host a Jesus Heals event throughout the week in the middle of August. It's a beautiful time to come together. These are evening gatherings. They're absolutely free. And I think, who doesn't want to come and be healed? Who doesn't want to just be around Jesus Christ and his people? Lucille, give me a sense, you know, as you've grown in this healing ministry, just maybe a story or two of how you've seen this ministry touch lives, change lives, impact the lives of people around you.
So many ways. First, in my own life, because we're taught that everything we learn for others, we have to participate in ourselves. So there was always that we heal as we're healed, and we understand others in our own suffering and through our own need for healing. So the way that it has really grown over my life is to see in the church just the great need. and to understand that it's available. I think a lot of Catholics don't realize that how much the ministry of prayer is there and how much it's available to them. And of course, we receive all that through the sacraments, and especially through the Eucharist and confession. It's kind of a carry on that deeper. So I'm trying to think of ways I could express seeing healing without stepping on anyone's privacy, because it's a very private prayer. My husband's here, Dan, and he said I could use him as an example. So my husband and I have been married for 53 years, and he was a Mormon when I met him, and he was a Mormon for 27 of those years. And he read a book about Mother Mary in Medjugorje, and he was really sovereignly converted, and I think she's his teacher. He kind of passed over our CIA because he had our mother. And he came into the church in 1996, and his conversion story is really my main way of saying to people, I know God can change hearts. I know God can heal hearts. I know God can heal marriages. And I've lived it and seen that in him and in our lives and in our children. So that's my own big testimony to what healing can do in a person's life. And right. I've seen it over and over again. People come for prayer. A lot of times is the last thing they come to do. They go to a doctor, they're physically ill, or they go to a psychologist, or they go to their priest. And those are all good things. And then but nothing may change. And so they come for healing as a last resort. And that's almost the best thing in a way, because then they realize their great need for God. And there's no inner healing or healing, whether it's physical or inner healing, there's always the deeper thing of conversion. And that's part of the healing ministry, is that people are led to a relationship and a conversion and a turning to God and a deeper life with God and entering deeper into the church.
What a beautiful testimony. I love to hear, again, that persistent prayer, just that gentleness of the Lord working in Dan's life. And of course, our Blessed Mother, she is, I think, the greatest intercessor to bring us closer to Jesus Christ. I'm talking with Lucille Haddon. She and her husband, Dan, are members in Kelso, Washington, at Immaculate Heart of Mary. They've also had an experience of spending time at Steubenville. I know many of our listeners are familiar with Steubenville and the awesome Franciscan community. And we're all encouraging you to come to this Jesus Heals event. If you're out in the southern part of Oregon, Stayton will be inviting you to come on August 15th. You get a double bonus because it's the Feast of the Assumption. So how beautiful is that? In the Beaverton area, come on out to Holy Trinity Catholic Church on August 17th. Or if you're in Washington State, I invite you to come on over and visit us in Kelso, Washington. It's right off the I-5 freeway, Immaculate Heart of Mary, on Friday night, August 19th. Lucille, I have more questions I want to ask you about the power of Jesus healing us, but I am coming up to a break. Will you hold on and we'll just continue our conversation following the break?
Okay, absolutely.
This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with my conversation with Lucille Haddon. Lucille and her husband are part of Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Kelso, Washington. I'm also a parishioner there and have been blessed to be part of the community and part of the prayer team there. Many of our Catholic parishes do have prayer teams, or maybe your parish needs to have one, and you might be one of those that's going to start one when you hear about the power of Jesus healing. We want to invite people to come to the Jesus Heals events being sponsored by Shalom Media, beautiful community that's really present around the world. And our parish, Immaculate Heart of Mary, is hosting one of these free events. Lucille, you mentioned the first part of our program, just your call, Jesus's call, I think, to you to be involved in prayer for others, prayer particularly for healing. But as we talk about healing, maybe just open that up a little bit. I think the first thing we think about is healing physically. You know, we think about that ailment, that sickness, that discomfort that I want to be resolved. But there are such a deeper message about Jesus's healing power. Maybe give us some sense about that.
Yes, I would love to. So when we think of healing, like you said, people do first think of physical healing. And that is because in scripture, it said Jesus healed everyone who came to him. And there's so many recordings of his physical healings. And then he would say, you know, go see your priest or go back to your family. So it led to reconciliation. So when we think of healing today, we think of more than one type physical healing is, and physical healing also is a result of the deeper healings. And physical needs are often a result of inner turmoil or woundedness or sin. And we take care of those things and then we are physically healed. So we talk about inner healing, which is a healing of our woundedness and a renewal of our minds. So an inner healing and all of our woundedness and all of the things that we do, often Satan attaches a lie to our woundedness. And I'll give an example. Someone who maybe is abused and they're deeply wounded say, oh, it's my fault. And then the evil one plays on that. It's my fault. So in inner healing, we help a person to acknowledge and find with the help of Jesus, what are the lies surrounding their woundedness that they have told themselves that causes them to stay in the wound. Like, I can never get better or nothing will ever change. And then we ask Jesus, what is the truth of the event? How is he there? Since Jesus always says, I'm present. How's he there? What is his truth about the situation, and what is his truth versus the lies they may have told themselves that keeps them bound? And when they hear Jesus tell the truth, the healing happens. Mm-hmm. And we lead people to let Jesus tell them, not us tell them. It's the difference between saying, I love you, or Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you versus them hearing it from Jesus that he loves them. So that's inner healing. Then there is healing from the demonic, unbound. And that is not, let's don't confuse it with exorcism. That's a rite in the church that only the priest or the bishop can do, or an exorcist. But we're talking about when Jesus says in his word that they will deliver people from the evil one. So there's a type of prayer that leads people through steps to understand the things in their life that keep them bound, like critical thoughts or wrong thoughts. And it's going from how they affect their life from that to being set free from those things. Because often a spirit can be attached to, like, say, fear. If someone's very fearful, there's a normal fear, then there's a fear over something that happened to us, and then there's a fear where we can't ever get out of it. So Unbound helps us be delivered from those deep seated things that harm us and that keep us from loving ourselves and loving others and keep us from a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's physical healing, which we're all familiar with. There's spiritual healing, which we receive especially through the sacraments, but spiritual healing comes in all the ways of healing. And the spiritual healing is from mainly wrong sets about God, untruths about who he is and about ourselves, and to really come to a conversion with God and a conversion toward God. And the spiritual healing is always the ultimate goal for all healing. And so that we can come into a true loving relationship with God and with others and with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Lucille, these events Jesus heals, for folks who maybe haven't been to a healing mass, there will be mass, there will be preaching by one of the Shalom priests who will be coming. Father Roy is going to be coming, who is a spiritual director with Shalom Media, and then healing adoration. Give us a sense of what people might experience in these 2 hours.
Oh, so at that mass, I believe that he does it adoration during or following mass. I'm not sure, because I'm not sure a little with their platform. But adoration is a time for just you and God, and to come into that presence and be healed on a deep level as you just sit with God. I think it takes time for people to come into that place of being. We can go to adoration and go, okay, here I am. But to go and to sit with God and trust that He's going to bring what you need. I've had some experience lately of people telling of their different stories of things that happened in adoration, of really experiencing the presence of God, or of a peace that they hadn't had before they came, or being able to deal with things that's the only way they can deal with them, or overcoming stressful things, or are being healed in ways that they are strengthened. So that happens during that time. It's a very holy time, I think, to just be in adoration. So they always offer that with the healing mass, because Jesus is always present. You know, He's so present in the Eucharist. And, you know, we're told that in the sacraments is where we can be healed. And that's maybe why we don't have healing masses, because every mass is a healing mass. You know, you might say, what's the difference? And it is just that we do communal prayer. Really, the difference is we do communal prayer with one another at a healing mass. And the other times we just come before Jesus in the Eucharist, or we go to confession. And as we trust that in faith, then God is there and He's present and He can touch us in all the ways we need touch. And that everyone's looking for that touch of God, for that encounter with God. That's why we're there, is to come into that encounter and to be healed and to know we're loved. Everybody's looking for that love. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, I'm with you always, and especially in the Eucharist and especially in the sacraments. So when we have a healing mass, the more it's just that we listen to Jesus' commission to go and share. And so it's like sharing the gifts that God's given us. Being a community, the laying on of hands is really just a sign of love. And so, and to use those gifts that God has given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. So is that helpful?
Absolutely. And I think that coming together as community is so powerful, because Jesus does heal in community, in communio. That's why we come together for Mass, is that beautiful time. I want to encourage people to select one, or if you can come to more of these, or bring, better yet, bring somebody, bring your family, number one, bring a friend, bring some people who might be in a difficult time right now, who have a prayer of healing. And let's call on Jesus. Let's call on Jesus to be the King He is in our lives, and to invite Him to be the true healer to start with our hearts. Again, the Jesus Heals events in Stayton, in Beaverton, and then in Kelso, Washington. Information is going to be posted, I know, on the Mater Dei Radio website, but also swprayer.org is the Shalom Media website, swprayer.org. And we would love to see you there at Immaculate Heart on Friday, August 19th. And we'll be praying the rosary beforehand. So if people can come at 6 o'clock, we'll pray the rosary and then we'll begin Mass and the program at 6:30. Check the schedule for more details. And Lucille, just a final thought for people who will come, just your suggestion on how to approach this opportunity for prayer.
Okay. People always have expectations. But we ask people to let go of their expectations of what God may want to do, but come with great faith and just surrendering everything as you come to the altar and or as you go for prayer, and just be in a position of prayer and of receiving. You don't have to do anything. To go and get prayer, you don't have to do a thing. So we just suggest that people come surrendering to the Lord and receiving.
It's as simple as that. Yes. Receive the love of our loving Father, Jesus Christ. How awesome.
How awesome.
It's a gift. Lucille Haddon with me again from Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish in Kelso. We'd love to see you there at our parish on the 19th of August. Thank you, Lucille, for being with me today. God bless you and Dan, and I'll look forward to seeing you at Mass.
Thank you. Thank you, Dina Marie.